This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us to discuss where he was on that moment is our friend, two-time Super Bowl champion, Trey Essex, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. He's on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. First of all, Trey, good morning. Happy New Year. Where were you? What was your reaction when the kick went wide right?
Happy New Year, my man. Oh, man, I think your reaction summed it up. I think that was all of us. But mine was funny, man. I think I was extremely – I'm a little stitious. I'm not superstitious, Adam. I'm just a little stitious. I was full-blown superstitious on Sunday. I watched the game on four different TVs. I think I changed clothes twice. I sat in three or four different chairs, and we ended up watching the second half on my wife's phone because that's when the momentum started.
Wow. So
that's how invested I was. I would like to think that my energy helped my constant movement. I was making second half adjustments, Adam.
Real talk, Trey. I love that. And I think one of the reasons why this segment is so popular, and it is, and why our show is so popular, and hey, it is because you are just like everybody else. Doran is just like everybody else, because I changed jerseys at halftime, man. It wasn't going after that stuff of I keep wanting to call him Chris Rainey. Why do I do that? The stuff of Gainwell at the goal line. I was like, that's it. We got to change the vibes up. There's so many different angles to get into with you, Trey. And thanks again for joining us. But I want to start with the offensive line, which gave Rodgers so much time to operate. They were mauling dudes, particularly in the second half, running the ball. And boy, do they have a tough challenge against Houston coming up this week.
They do. The regular season is complete, right, Adam? What was the biggest question coming into this season? The offensive line, bar none. What was this offensive line going to do? We had three guys coming back in their second year. Troy effectively playing his first year as a rookie after missing most of last year. Broderick being unproven on the left side. And then our only real, I guess, consistent piece was Isaac Ciamalo, but he was coming off a pec injury. He didn't practice all preseason. So coming into this, you didn't know what you were going to get. The much maligned Pat Meyer, everybody asking for him to get fired, people saying that the offensive linemen that he had before would go to other places and get better, but could not get better under Meyer. Look what happened, man. This is now the strongest unit on the team, the most consistent unit on the team. It's one that you don't even hear about. They don't get false starts. They don't get pre-snap penalties. You only see a whole bunch of holding calls. And when I'm watching film, they don't have any mental errors. These guys are balling. A lot of credit goes to Coach Meyer. I think Zach Frazier is the next great center in the lineage of great centers. We got my spirit animal, Mason McCormick. He has all the energy and more for everybody on that O-line. And Troy is going to be a beast. Troy is going to be an all-pro right tackle. And this is not even mentioning all the work that Dylan Cook has been doing on the left side. And then Isaac coming back and just solidifying everything this week. I can't get more hype about this offensive line, Adam. These boys are going – like, we're going against a very tough team in Houston. Don't get me wrong. Their defensive line is outstanding. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, two of the best edge rushers in the league. But I'm confident, man. I'm confident these boys, we're going strength against strength. And I like the way our boys are playing. I think we can go downhill on these guys, especially in Pittsburgh on a Monday night with the weather. This warm weather team is not ready to come up here and face this O-line. I am hype.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. It was yesterday afternoon. He said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this playoff run, and I want to see how far they can go, because who knows what it looks like after this season. Who's the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? Yes, but there's a couple of things here that I think people are overlooking that are transferable, I believe, from one year to the next and into the future. And you've hit on the offensive line, which looks worlds different than what we thought it would be. And I thought The defensive front was outstanding, Trey. They won the battle of the trenches on both sides of the ball. Keanu Benton was excellent. Cam Hayward leads interior defensive linemen in snaps in the NFL. He was wonderful. And Derek Harmon was outstanding. I think moving into next year, Y.A. Black was great. I think we're looking at the Steelers starting to turn the corner in the trenches, which was Andy Weidel's, I think, mission from the start.
Yep, fingerprints, all from Andy Weidel, bringing in what he did in Philly. The success they've had was all trench-based, and they built inside out, and that's exactly what's happening right now. To hit on the lineman picks like they've had. Now, there's been much maligned. We haven't found a second receiver. Skill positions has been a sore spot for us lately. But how do you build franchises? What makes a franchise last and stay competitive over the length of a period of time? And that's building it in from the inside. When do we have our most success as a team? When the O-line and D-line were strong.
Exactly.
And that's what they've done. They built it. They hit on three offensive linemen, that picked three starters in the offensive line in one draft. Outstanding. To get two high-level D-linemen in one draft. And not to mention Logan Lee. I mean, he's not in this draft. He had his one play and made a play.
Yes, you know what he I'm did.
Saying? You know, it's yes, this season has been topsy-turvy. It's been a lot of emotions, ups and downs. But there is a bright light at the end of this tunnel, no matter how this season ends, because they have started building from the inside out, and they can build with that foundation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got a text a little bit earlier that said, if a couple of the results go the Steelers' way and the Steelers win the game, then they'll be playing the divisional round game at home. I actually look at it another way. If the Bills lose to the Jags, that gets Josh Allen out. And all of a sudden you look at the AFC playoff picture and there's not a quarterback that I would rather have that I can trust that has been there before than Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't mean Drake May can't do it in his first playoff performance. He could.
Right.
Doesn't mean that Trevor Lawrence, who's played great football, can't continue to play great football. But if you get Allen out, the most playoff-tested guy by a country mile is Aaron Rodgers. And that gives me a little bit of faith here, Trey.
It does. I mean, that's why you bring him in. Tomlin says it over and over again. You bring in a 42-year-old chiseled veteran who's been there, done that at a high level, gotten it done because of situations like this. And this is the year where it seems where it's the perfect time to have one of these MVP veteran quarterbacks. There's not many of them out there because this is a AFC that is ripe for the taking. There are no clear front runners. There aren't any dominant teams. Kansas City is out with Patrick Mahomes. Like you said, Buffalo, despite Josh Allen being in there, has not looked great. That is the team I'm most scared of because that's the team they've had the most success against us. Now, Jacksonville, too. We got this weird playoff history with Jacksonville. But other than that, like, I'm not scared of anybody in the AFC, especially with A-Rod at the helm, especially with Cam Hayward playing better than any 36-year-old defensive lineman has ever played in the history of the NFL. With those two pieces, those two vets, and the way Tomlin has these boys motivated, we get DK Metcalf back, man. This offense, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
DK Metcalf in his postseason career, 4 games, 451 yards, 5 touchdowns, averages 113 per game. I'm just saying. We're joined on the fan hotline by our guy Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champion, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. They don't win the game if their stars aren't the stars. Rodgers in the fourth quarter with a 130 quarterback rating. TJ Watt with the pick. Cam Hayward probably his best game of the year. That all being said, man, I think Alex Highsmith is playing the best football of his career. He has been tremendous.
you know, I felt bad for him too. I knew how hard he probably took that missed sack between him and Keanu. I mean, yeah, it hurt my soul too. But it was such a surprise because of how dependable he's been, how much of a game wrecker he's been. When TJ was out, when Herbig was banged up, he was the only one providing consistent pressure, because that's something we haven't actually done really great during this run, is getting to the quarterback. It's only been Alex Highsmith and when Cam gets his pressure up the middle, and then Keanu Benton in spurts. But it's been mostly Alex Highsmith delivering the quarterback pressure when there is pressure on the quarterback. And yesterday or Sunday was no exception. He is balling, man. He is playing like a man possessed. And I know with TJ getting another game back, getting that win back in his sails, it's going to be even, because that Houston O-line is not great by any stretch of the imagination. They are ripe for the taking as far as getting pressure on CJ Stroud. And when he has to move, that's when you see some of his early season struggles, which when the defense got a lot of pressure on him. And I think that we can do that.
I only use Pro Football Focus if it fits my narrative. In this case, it does. But you've got eyes and you know how to break down the offensive line, but I'll throw a number on it. So according to Pro Football Focus, Houston is 23rd in the NFL in pass blocking, 20th in the NFL in run blocking. I think the Steelers front seven could have an advantage here. As for the secondary, I don't mind, and you can tell me if you disagree, I don't mind that Patrick Queen's running after Zay Flowers. I mean, they got what they wanted. They had a chance to get Lamar Jackson on the ground. The other three busts, what do they need to do to clean that up? What did you see on those plays, Trey?
So, yeah, you can't expect Patrick to guard Zay Flowers. And that was supposed to be, I'm confused, because we had a zero blitz, it looked like, called, and then one of the blitzers tailed off and tried to go underneath the drag route and didn't get that extra person. So they had a man, a hat for a hat. They had everything blocked up because we didn't bring an extra pressure guy up the middle. And so Jalen thought that we were going to get, I think Ramsey is the one that thought on that one big play where Zay Flowers is open, the one that everybody's talking about, the big rectangle. I think he assumed that we would get a lot sooner pressure than what we end up getting. But I know on one play, Joey Porter Jr. was trying to communicate to either Duggar or, was it Echols? Because they had three wide receivers on that side. He was trying to communicate, I got this outside guy, you guys are locked on the inside guy. But they both chased the wheel route and left Zay Flowers wide open. And Jalen, I guess he has middle field right there, didn't see him at all. So I don't know who that falls on. I know JPJ was trying to get it communicated, and who didn't get the signal right, whether it was Duggar or I think it was Brandon on the other. So it's some miscommunication there. But the thing is, that happens way too many times.
Way too many times.
Way too many times. I'm thinking of the Minnesota game when Jordan
Addison
got deep, and thank God for Peyton Wilson and his 4.2 speed or whatever he has on chasing him down, or we might be having a whole different conversation right now. But that's happened quite a few times where we just have busted coverage. It's not like people are getting beat. It's people wide open, and we've been able to overcome barely, because I mean, that is troublesome and something that needs to get fixed. And I can't point to a particular reason why, because in this point in the season, that should not be happening.
Man, I'll tell you, I think if they can cut down on that, because I think it's easy to say this, but apart from the big plays, Steelers defense played really well. They did. You have to make them earn every blade of grass. And if you don't have coverage busts against Houston, I think you're in for a four-quarter dogfight, and then it's anybody's game. So you got to cut out the BS. Trey, here's a text. Trey Essex needs more airtime. Love everything that he's saying. Boy, two Steelers greats are now two great pundits. Great work, Trey. And Ryan Clark, they throw in their little Ryan Clark. I agree.
My guy, RC.
I'll tell you, I point everybody. The Snap Count Show with Trey Essex and Charlie Batch. And Trey has been kind enough to join us every Tuesday throughout Steelers season. Trey, we appreciate it. Hopefully we're talking about a divisional round matchup when we chat next week.
Yes, we will. I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, now.
That's a great Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion. Again, check out the Snap Count Show with he and another personal favorite, Chazzy Batch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.